This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Australia at a crossroads as QUT report charts course for bioeconomy. Boom Australia could be on the brink of a bioeconomy revolution if it plays its cards right. A new blueprint from Queensland University of Technology, QUT, lays out a five-point plan to unlock billions in value from Australia's natural and scientific resources. Titled Growing Australia's Bioeconomy, the report warns Australia risks falling behind as global competitors surge ahead in renewable fuel, precision fermentation, bio-based materials, and food tech innovation. The global bioeconomy, now worth over $4 trillion US dollars, is expected to balloon to more than $30 trillion US dollars by 2040. To avoid missing the boat, the QUT report urges Australia to develop a national bioeconomy strategy that unifies fragmented policies, accelerates commercial scale infrastructure, boosts feedstock development, invests in R&D, and builds a skilled, future-fit workforce. It's not just a policy document, it's a wake-up call. Cellular Agriculture Australia says the report hit the nail on the head, saying, "We're pleased to see the report highlight several priorities that align with the steps we believe are needed to grow the bioeconomy in Australia." The report also calls out specific opportunities for regional Australia, including scaling up biocommodity pilot plants in Queensland and Victoria, and using agricultural byproducts to produce sustainable aviation fuels, high-value proteins, and bioplastics. But without coordinated national action, these innovations risk stalling in pilot stage, while other countries surge ahead with scale and policy support. Professor Ian O'Hara, one of the report's lead authors, said, "Without a unified effort and strategic approach by government, industry, and researcher partners, Australia risks losing the opportunity to compete effectively in this market." PFN's take: Australia's got the biomass, the brains, and the biotech, but it needs the blueprint. This report lays it out. Now the government just needs to get out of its own way and get on with it. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.